Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Joining us right now with information a lot closer to home, he is the Florida CFO, Blaise Ngolia. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you, sir?
I have no complaints right now. A little chilly, but I'll live with that. I was wondering, do you have an announcement for us?
Yeah, that was teed up great for me. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. We just rolled out and announced that our campaign for a full term of CFO has been officially endorsed by our great governor, Ron DeSantis. He released a video. He made a video for us. It's on our Twitter right now, X. You can see it on my personal feed there at GovGoneWild. And yeah, we are very excited about continuing and being in this role, fighting for taxpayers, holding local governments accountable, and most and foremost here, just soon is property tax reform. So those are the things that we'll work on. The governor, I guess, likes the job that I'm doing. I hope that the taxpayers do also.
Well, absolutely. And you know, I call you kind of the Doge of Florida, at least in the context of when you were going to some of these municipalities, pouring through the books. I know you didn't have a ton of time to spend on each of them, but you uncovered very quickly a lot of waste everywhere, all over the place. So what's the mechanism now to actually get the municipalities to then deal with it? What's the action?
Well, a couple of things. First, I think that the fact that we're actually showing up in their neighborhoods, you know, people have said that I'm like the Jim Cantore of wasteful spending. If I show up at a press conference locally, that the local government should be afraid, and they should be afraid. So there are some things that we can do. You know, the biggest thing that we can do is make sure that we vote for property tax reform in the November 2026 ballot. Because when I highlight the excessive wasteful spending, I'm showing taxpayers that they have taken this money and they've spent it when they shouldn't need to spend it. So when local governments say that you can't cut property taxes, that they're going to hurt, we're just exposing the fact that they're not being truthful with you. But there are other things that we can do. You know, if you see that there is a local government wasting your money, I don't think the state should approve appropriations for them so they can double down on wasteful spending. And here's a stat so everyone can understand. We have reviewed 11 local governments so far, and we have found $1.86 billion, and that is billion with the B, in wasteful, excessive spending just last year alone. That's not a cumulative total. That is just 1 year. So that just goes to give you the scope of the amount of wasteful spending that's going on of your property tax dollars in local governments.
It is just extremely frustrating as a taxpayer, and you wonder, I mean, look, fiscally, Florida's been in good shape, but on locally, we get hammered, many of us, on property taxes, and so I guess we're happy that that is going to be dealt with. I guess in the back of my mind, Blaze, what I think about is I know how these local municipalities work, and all they're going to do is they're going to spend all their time looking for other revenue streams, which for the rest of us means taxes.
Yeah, that is a very good and a very valid point. So I would say two things for that. I think property tax reform, something that's lasting more than 20 years. We had property tax reform in the mid-2000s. It didn't hold. It became outdated very, very quick. So lasting property tax reform is step one. Step two, I personally would like to see some sort of constitutional amendment show up on the November 2028 ballot that says that government cannot increase faster than inflation and population growth. So they would be spending caps. So they would want to raise more money, but I think a constitutional amendment should be there to limit the growth of government, which prevent them from raising taxes and fees.
Yeah, maybe something that is keyed in on the average median income or something like that. If they're far exceeding the average median income, then, you know, they're out of whack, they're out of bounds. So that would follow along kind of with what you're talking about tied to inflationary pressure. Let me move on to immigration proposal. I tried to download the file. I had trouble with it. Can you give us some of the details on that?
Yeah. As you guys know, I've sort of been like one of the leaders in the state in pushing anti-illegal immigration bills in the past in the legislature. Just because I'm CFO, that doesn't stop. We rolled out some legislative proposals. One of them, there's a couple of them that are very big. Number one has to do with workers' comp. If we want, there's actually a portion of the law that says that illegal immigrants are eligible for workers' comp. I want to get that language out of Florida statutes. The next thing I want to do is if somebody gets hurt on the job, that they have to check with E-Verify to make sure that the injured worker is in fact a U.S. citizen and he can legally be here. That doesn't have to be a U.S. citizen, but legally here working. And if they're not, then the business that employed the illegal immigrant has to bear the full course of the full cost of making sure the injured worker gets medical coverage. The workers' comp system shouldn't have to do that. And another thing that this bill does is that we know that there are 19 states out there that give driver's licenses to illegal immigrants. We are not one of them. One of the things that I found out, which was amazing to me and shocking, is that there are actually insurance companies that market to illegal immigrants and give them auto insurance. Now, these illegal immigrants are driving all over the United States. If they drive in Florida, they're an illegal immigrant and they have auto insurance and they get into an accident, I think that the illegal immigrant should automatically be at fault, even though we're a no-fault state. There should be a carve-out because they shouldn't be on the roads in the first place.
And, of course, we've seen that with the CDLs and how dangerous that is and the fraud that has gone along with that in many states. You know, it's interesting you talk about E-Verify, go after the businesses that are hiring illegals. I mean, I think you're a bit younger than me, but I remember very clearly 1986 and Reagan signing, the act about immigration, and it covered all of these things. And then I guess through the years it got watered down and Congress failed to implement some of these things, and it just kind of faded away. So to me, all of this talk about immigration, it's like a repeat for me.
It is a repeat, and it's the failure of the federal government to enforce the laws that are already on the books and turn a blind eye to when businesses break the law. And the biggest problem that I see over the last 20 years or so is states have made illegal immigrants comfortable with settling in their communities by offering them incentives. You know, if an illegal immigrant comes over the border, in some states, all total, you can get free healthcare, free education, free college, driver's licenses, jobs, benefits from the government. It's like, where is the incentive to come over legally? There's not. California is probably the worst offender when it comes to one of them. Remember when Biden opened up the borders, New York City was putting them up in hotel rooms. So I think it is incumbent upon the states to create disincentives to say that if you are going to come here, you're not going to have a great time, so go somewhere else.
And if there is really a very, very strong need for maybe some of this labor, and I don't know to what extent, but we are in an ag state here, but why not expand, you know, like a work a permit type visa, and the folks come and do the work like they've done seasonally for many, many years, and then they return back to their homeland. Can we expand on that?
Yeah, well, I think you just hit the problem right there. It says they're supposed to go back to their homeland. I have no problems expanding certain types of visas, but it's only on the short term. The problem is that we cannot trust the federal government to catch them if they overstay their visas, because a large portion of the illegal immigrant community are people who just decided not to go back. So this is that part where I said that the federal government does not enforce the laws. Now, let's be clear. I'm not talking about HB1 visas or the supplanting, you know, regular American workers. And so we're talking about the types of visas that can go for the ag community, short term stuff like that. I think that is something worthy of consideration, as long as it is not replacing American workers.
Well, we always appreciate the time with you, Florida CFO Blaise Ingolia. Congratulations on getting the governor's full endorsement, and we look forward to speaking to you again soon.
Take care, guys.
All right, you too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.